This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed an affordable housing bill passed by his own party. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A measure passed by State House Democrats would have given local governments the right of first refusal when certain apartment buildings are sold, allowing the city to match the best private offer and then turn the apartments into affordable housing. Real estate interests said it would add delays and uncertainty. Polis agreed and killed the bill. Senator Faith Winter was a sponsor.
It is our responsibility to come up with solutions, and the solutions that I've provided, unfortunately, have either failed or been vetoed.
It was a bitter conclusion to Democrats' housing reform efforts this year. The governor's own sweeping land use proposal also failed. But a few smaller bills passed, and lawmakers said the biggest ideas would return. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Yemi Mobolade is officially the new mayor of Colorado Springs. At a swearing-in ceremony at the Pioneers Museum yesterday, Mobolade laid out some of his plans for the future.
You told me you wanted safer neighborhoods and a fully staffed and well-trained police department and innovative solutions to end homelessness. It's time to go to work.
Mobolade will serve 4 years as mayor. He defeated his opponent by more than 15% of the vote in last month's runoff election. Colorado is putting new limits on the use of no-knock warrants by law enforcement. Officers will now have to show a court there is probable cause for an arrest or that a no-knock is necessary to avoid a potential loss of life. The law also requires officers to execute search warrants between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.